Hey, this is Chili Chilton, and you are listening to Chili Chilton Unfiltered. All right. So earlier this evening, you may have noticed if you follow me on Instagram that I spent about 3 hours cleaning out my closet in my bedroom. And oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed that I'm even talking about it, but I feel like it'll help us all. So it ended up taking about 3 hours. And you need to know, I've only lived in this house for a little over a year. And so I began to, go through shirts and then jeans and sweatshirts and jackets and button-up shirts and shorts and swim trunks and shoes and hats. And what you do, you start thinning it out and thinning it out. And then you notice that back in the corners and down on the floor, you find shoes you haven't seen in 6 months or longer. You find hats you didn't know you had, and you'll find, treasures, perhaps, some things you're going, wow, I've wondered where that went. And then you find other things going, why do I still have that? And also part of the process is you spend a lot of time trying it on. It's like, does it still fit? Do I still like how it looks? And all of those kind of things. And so I kept sorting it out, and I want to give some to either of my boys. Can come up, hey, do you want this? Do you want that? And by the end, I have about six garbage bags full of things that were in my closet that I don't need. And so tomorrow I'm going to be quite generous to the Goodwill and or some other kind of drop-off box and give them what I didn't even really realize I had. And isn't that interesting, as we think about life, and think about your life, your heart, it's easy on the front end just to go, hey, God, have my life, have my heart, have me. And God goes, let's clean out the closet. And I go, no, not the closet, just have me. It's beautiful, There's people that tell me, they drive by and they say, oh, you have a beautiful house. Or when they come to visit us, you know how it is. You clean the living room and you make sure the kitchen's straightened and the bathroom they're going to use is clean. And where's even some of the stuff that you moved for your guests? Probably into your closet. And you don't normally say, hey, come back and check out my closet. Because that's where we hide stuff, and that's where we put things for later. But I think, the Lord, he looks at things differently. And I love how David, he writes in Psalm 139, verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Can you imagine, search me? What's David saying? He's going, no, don't just save me, search me. Come inside and look in my closet. Come and find out what I'm anxious about, what I'm insecure about, what I'm fearful about. I think so many times we love to give God our life, but not the details, and especially not the hidden stuff that we didn't even know we had. How many of us know if we're insecure or we have anxiousness, or anxiety, or we have sins that we never confessed? We've got bitterness. We're still angry at somebody. We're still hurt. And even to carry hurt when Jesus took hurt on the cross so we wouldn't have to is wrong. You can't just put it in the closet and think, I'll deal with that later. But I think that's what we do in a lot of areas. I just don't have time to deal with that right now. Have you ever said that? I have. And so we clean out our closet finally, and the Holy Spirit helps us. And He comes in and He says, here. And you go deeper and deeper and deeper. But you know what? You find some treasure too. You're reminded of some of the great things God's done that you forgot about. You begin to become aware of things that you've neglected that now God's going to help you prioritize and make awesome again. You begin to read the word differently. You begin to pray differently. And you know what? By the end of the night, I was giving tours of my closet. I took a picture and put it on Instagram. I wouldn't have done that yesterday. But why did I do it? I was proud. I was glad. I was thankful. And even though it took me hours, I knew that it was better. And it was going to help me be less stressed out when it comes to looking for things. And even just as simple as getting dressed in the morning will be better tomorrow because I spent time cleaning out the closet tonight. And you know what the Lord kind of reminded me of? In our house, we have more than one closet too. Got that coat closet. You've got that storage room in the basement. You've got the attic. You've got the garage. You've got areas, closet areas, where you put things. And I feel kind of like God was like saying today, hey, we cleaned out your heart closet. Tomorrow, let's work on your mind closet. All right? Let's work on another closet. Let's find another area that maybe needs some attention, maybe needs to be cleaned. Maybe you're going to find a treasure. But you'll always be better when the Holy Spirit has access to every corner of your life. And you know that there are no secrets with you and God. And when there's no secrets with you and God, you're much more prone to invite others to come and look. Come look. Look at me. Look at my heart. Look at my secret places. Because I'm like you. I collect trash. I put things there and I forget about them. But when they're clean, you're so much more prone to smile and feel relief and invite people in. You know, we all have closets. And it just takes talking to God about it, letting Him come all the way in. He's not going to come in and yell at you and treat you horrible, condemn you. But He will ask you to clean, and He'll ask you to do your part. And when you do, there's blessings. So get after that closet. I love you. I believe in you. Peace.